The 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. The Gospel for this weekend is from Chapter 6 of John's Gospel, verses 60 to 69. This is intolerable language. How can anyone accept it? They are very strong words in John's Gospel. This is intolerable language. This is coming from a group of people who followed Jesus. He then gave them an audience. He started to teach them. He started to teach them about the Eucharist, ultimately the giving of his body and blood. They misunderstood what he was saying, and they reacted by saying those words again. This is intolerable language. How can anyone accept it? That same language, it's the same vehemence and passion that he's put into those words in the Gospel, we can, even today, this very day, hear being echoed right throughout the world, across the world and even on our own doorstep. At the moment, I'm still reflecting on words that I heard from a Taliban leader during the week in Afghanistan when he spoke of we are delivering an Islamic rule to Afghanistan, and people have to accept our values. Yet there would be people in the crowd saying, this is intolerable language. How can we accept this? Exactly the same words. And as a consequence, we see the awful struggle taking place in Afghanistan for those poor people. If I turned on the news right at this moment as I record this homily, I could watch live protesters in major cities across Australia protesting against the COVID lockdowns that have been implemented. The government is saying, for your safety, for our future, we are asking you to behave this way. Some people are responding by saying, this is intolerable language. How can we accept it? And then another case that I've been involved with just on the sideline this week was the upcoming plenary council, where I know it's been a struggle to land the council and to feel the movement of the Holy Spirit with this plenary council in these awkward times. But I read a document this week from some local people, in a sense, protesting about the agenda for the plenary council. And I could, if I wanted to, translate their language into saying what the plenary council, the leaders of the church in Australia, are offering at this time. Their agenda, it is intolerable language. How could anybody accept it? I might be stretching it a little bit there with my passion, but certainly that's how it comes across. In all cases, the values presented are, people don't agree with them, and then they react, they turn away. It was the same for Jesus when he gave his time and ultimately his life to lead his people closer to God, to help them return to God. So the values there are what I would call Eucharistic values. They are the values of the passion, the death, the resurrection of Jesus, and what that means. The challenge is that that drew forth some people who were faithful and some who were not faithful, some who could accept the challenge of those values and others who plainly rejected them. And that seems to be what's surfacing again in those three cases that I mentioned, particularly in Afghanistan and with lockdown protesters. The values are placed before us and people either accept or reject. And it's the way that that acceptance is, or rejection rather, is done that is so unbearable to watch, so painful to watch. If you've ever had a conversation with anybody who has said, I've left the church, and then continued the conversation, you will probably find that that individual very often comes down to the bottom line of something like, the values that the church displays are not the values in my life. I find that rather intriguing. The values that the church displays should be the values of Jesus Christ, leading to the Father, therefore ultimately leading us to hope in eternal life. That's what they should be. Sometimes they are not. being a human institution, divinely inspired. Sometimes they are not. We accept that, and we can come forward in a charitable way and have that conversation. But don't let us compromise our faithfulness. And that's the problem that's surfaced in today's gospel with those who walked away from Jesus. Don't ever compromise our faithfulness to God the Father. We may live with some pain in the conversations and the journey that we have. And you who are parents and grandparents who see your children and grandchildren not take up the faith that you have practiced so dedicatedly and so painfully at times. When you see your children say things like, "This is intolerable language. How can anyone accept it?" In a modern parlance, in terms of, "It doesn't mean anything to me, I don't believe it." When faithfulness and the values of Jesus are challenged, we end up with chaos. And that is unfolding, sadly, again before our eyes at this very moment. Jesus was well aware that what he was offering was challenging. Those who abandoned Jesus in today's story, they choose to remain faithful, I think, just to another set of values. And remember this, some who stayed with him did not fully understand Jesus and his values. The disciples who stayed loyal to Jesus, they questioned him, like we sometimes do, but they did not walk away for good. They turned in another direction, and we all know that one of them even betrayed him. Another one of his disciples even denied him, and all of them abandoned him. They abandoned him and walked away and betrayed him in their confusion of trying to understand him. Sometimes when the question or the proposition that is put before us is so much, it overwhelms us. But to walk away from the challenge of continuing the conversation in a respectful way, that is not the way that Christians behave. Everything that is given to us is a gift from God the Father. We're told in today's gospel, no one can come to the Father unless he gives permission, unless he allows it, in my language. God gives us the opportunity through Jesus, especially through the Eucharist, even with our faults and failings in the church. Let us never compromise our faithfulness to God the Father and the values that God has given us through the church properly exercised and lived out. I suppose today I'd be reflecting and saying, well, the ultimate question may well be, by whose values are we living? Bless you at this time in lockdown. I leave that thought with you, the thought of values and the way we exercise our faithfulness. But I do sincerely pray for you and your families. I pray for the people of Afghanistan in their hurt, and I pray for those in Australia who are hurting at the moment as well with the frustrations of these times. And I pray for the upcoming plenary council that it may be an instrument through the Holy Spirit of a sign of unified values of our church, not a divided church in Australia. Sincerely, I ask God's blessing and peace upon you all. Stay safe. Pray much.